This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the next segment, because it's longer, I'm going to get into these clips of Obama going, look, there's no controversy. This is reasonable. Keeps us safe. I was watching CNN about 25 minutes ago, and they were saying the same thing. Look, this is in the Constitution. We're just following what America's about. Keep you safe. See, now 1984 should be our Constitution. The joke is they're using it as an instruction manual or an operations manual. But this is reality inverted. Of course your TV watches you. Of course there's death panels. Of course we don't give veterans health care. Of course the computers decide who dies. Of course it doubles and triples your prices. I mean, what's wrong with you, racist? Obamacare was always supposed to do that. And you just sit here going to the dumb sheeple. Do you see what they're doing to you? No one wants your guns. Nobody's coming after shotguns, rifles, semi-auto. We're not going to introduce one piece of gun legislation. We believe in the Second Amendment. Vote Biden. Vote Obama. And then Bloomberg comes out last year and says, headline, Bloomberg, I'm the strongest supporter of Bloomberg. I'm the strongest supporter of the Second Amendment there is. He goes, I believe in your right to have guns. Don't resist me. Like in Saving Private Ryan, when they're wrestling around, the German soldier goes, shh, let's not fight anymore. And the guy gives up from it and he just stabs him. Ugh. It's like, no one's coming. No, there's Obamacare's free. It's all free. Everything's free. Actually, the bill says it increases prices. Shut up. But it says it. Shut up! Man, I tell you, this guy may be a terrorist writer. No, it actually increases prices. Shut up, racist! And it's so mindless, but then you realize the general public, especially young people, as bad as older folks are, who were raised in front of televisions their whole life and video games, and are spoiled completely rotten. I have seen young people at restaurants just in a daze of decadence in tables next to me go, like 10-year-olds go, where's my food? Where? I wanted macaroni. And they're like, there it is on your plate. Where? Where? And you think they're autistic. They're not. And they're like, where? And their parents have to show them. And they're like, oh, because they've been on an iPhone or a pad all day or watching 2 days of TV. They can't even navigate the real world. They walk and fall into fountains. They walk in the front of traffic. I saw a video this weekend. It's on Infowars.com. Maybe you guys can pull it up. The guy is on his smartphone, his slave phone, driving, texting, reading, wrecks, and is on the ground while he's, you know, hurt. And the motorcycle's crashed, texting. Just, Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat, Obamacare free, I mean, there it is, injured motorcyclist crashes while using phone, doesn't stop texting. This guy is in a trance. You scroll down, there's video. You just have to click on their site to go to it. Why in the universe is that on? We need the video. Calgon, take me away. I mean, imagine as the public gets dumber and dumber and more brain damaged and more mindless. Imagine they're going to hate us more and more. I mean, if we're able to talk, they already think it's weird and fancy if you have a big vocabulary. They already think it's extreme. Like, we got one that can read. What a genius Mike Judge is with Idiocracy, where he talks like a fag. And his own attorney is sitting there, you know, making up crap about him in the courtroom. I mean, that's what it's coming down to. Welcome to Costco. I love you. Welcome to Costco. I love you. And then, of course, the argument is maybe the eugenicists have it right. Except then you realize, wait, they're trying to dumb down the smartest people. And they themselves are getting hit by it. They just hate humanity. I mean, we're in trouble. We got a bunch of fat pedos running stuff. It's Planet Pedo.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
That a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
And Infowars.com is classic, hardcore, libertarian, constitutionalist, pro-freedom, pro-human radio fused into television. And we pioneered it by necessity. They say that necessity is the mother and the father of invention. That's why InfoWars pioneered it. 20 years on air, at least 17 years simulcasting, at least part of the time, radio with television. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide broadcast. We're now well into hour number two. Joe Biggs is going to pop in. On his busy schedule, he was going to be in studio today, but he had a friend, military veteran, that committed suicide. So he's driving a couple hours to visit friends in a rural area of Texas, the grieving family. He went to the Draw the Prophet Muhammad demonstration in Phoenix yesterday and flew with his, we didn't intend to do this, but I guess he just thought to do it. But you can fly with it. You just check it. I think he took a Triton, or maybe he took a Provectus. Headdownfirearms.com, or a sponsor. Their accessories are amazing as well. Be sure and check those out, headdownfirearms.com. But it was about 300 people out there strapping there at the mosque where the two shooters reportedly came from. Just letting folks know the First Amendment's alive and well. And I get it, it's trolling for radical Muslims, but at the same time, First Amendment is king. Second Amendment is basically tantamount or a twin peak to it. But the First Amendment's even more powerful. This is what mobilizes hearts and minds to then physically do something if need be. It is greater. Not much, but greater. And I support it. They're now saying they're going to kill the folks involved. Well, you know what? That's why we have a Second Amendment. We're a very welcoming, open country, but we're not going to adopt dark age political views, stone age political views. I'm a Renaissance supporter, and I do not support the dark ages. And I'm not saying all Muslims want the dark ages. A lot of interesting things have come out of the Middle East, a lot of mathematics and science, most of it pre-Islamic. Not saying there haven't been developments since then. It is certainly a problem. So we're not going to just have some quiet, slow death of the Republic where we've got to give up our speech because it might offend radical Muslims. No, we're going to exercise our free speech and our Second Amendment to defend our First Amendment. That's why the two go together like a horse and carriage. What's more important, the carriage or the horses? I think it's probably the horses, but what would the horses do without a carriage? That said, let's start getting into Senator Rand Paul is being demonized by the left and the right on Fox, CNN, MSNBC. I'm monitoring it. They just get up there in a total confidence game that the world is flat and go, look, everybody supports it. It keeps us safe. It's in the Constitution. Patriot Act's the way to go. How dare this extremist? I mean, there's not a controversy. Everybody loves having the NSA watch everything they do. And everybody loves, you know, putting kittens in microwaves. And everybody loves Jeffrey Dahmer. Everybody loves, you know, rotten tuna fish. Well, no, everybody doesn't love it. But you just try your confidence game. Everything's fine. Move along. Nothing to see here. Everything's great. Government loves you. It's not infiltrated and taken over by foreign interests. Of course it is, but this is in the free health care. Well, actually, it's not free. Well, just don't worry about it. Just, we're not coming after your guns. Here's all this letters like, get their guns, brainwash them, take their guns. I didn't know you watched C-SPAN. Sorry, they go on C-SPAN, say, brainwash them. We're going to get all their guns. And they go, excuse me, we don't want your guns. And that's coming up, too. But let's start going to this incredible baloney piece of the president in his weekly address. You can call him the president up there, spouting just total bull about the Patriot Act and all the illegal spying that's focused in their own admissions on returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, Christians, pro-lifers, anybody who doesn't hate freedom. I mean, if you hate freedom, they love you. If you're for basic freedom, basic human dignity, a classical liberal, you are the enemy. The NSA is watching what you have for dinner. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. As president...
Hi, everybody.
My greatest.
Here, back it up. I'm going to translate this. Back it up.
The American people.
Back it up. I'm going to each 10-second clip. I'm going to analyze. Hello, prey. I'm here to con game you and prey on you. I'm a predator. I hate you and your family. I'm shutting your power plants down right now and butchering all your jobs and selling you out overseas and giving nuclear reactors to China that can make their subs silent. I hate your guts. I was trained for this from the beginning. I am the front man of a predator group to bring down this country, and we're blackmailing half the Congress who are pedophiles to do what we say. That's translated from the first 10 seconds. Start from the beginning again, please.
Hi, everybody. As president and commander-in-chief, my greatest responsibility is the safety.
As president of the United States working for foreign banks, I'm preparing and training the military to take you on and confiscate your guns. While we're preparing false flag attacks to be blamed on patriots, I will destroy you. I hate your guts forever. I will destroy you. I hate you. I hate you. I am pure evil. I am pure evil. Okay, that's basically what's really being said. Let's start over again from the beginning.
Hi, everybody. As president and commander-in-chief, my greatest responsibility is the safety of the American people.
Your greatest responsibility, pause.
In our fight against...
Back it up. Is an elite control freak power takeover where you delusional megalomaniacs believe you're going to merge the machines and live forever, but Lucifer won't give you that till you've killed almost everyone on Earth to save the Earth while you bring out GMOs and genetic engineering that's killing the Earth. So your number one priority is to pacify and create racial division and divide and conquer while screwing everyone over and destroying human destiny as if you work with space aliens or something sent here to destroy the species. I mean, you might as well be that. The total enemy of humanity, a lying, stinking fraud, up one side and down the other with gang-raping Obamacare, doubling and tripling prices with death panels for veterans. Just pure war against humanity, maximum evil. Back it up again. I'll continue to translate.
People. And in our fight against terrorists, we need to use...
Hit pause on that. Back it up to the beginning. You're fighting against ISIS and Al-Qaeda with the Defense Intelligence leak to Judicial Watch confirming that everything that's been done is being run by the globalists and that you run radical Islamicists and you armed them in Benghazi. So, I'm here to keep you safe from terrorists that he runs. That's what he's saying. Let's start at the beginning again. I'm sorry, just the lies or everything he says is a lie. We have to decipher it. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, prisoners.
As president and commander-in-chief, my greatest responsibility is the safety of the American people. And in our fight against terrorists...
He says, as president, commander-in-chief, the American flag, George Washington, I'm here, you can trust me, using the office. Remember when Jade Helm came in, the colonel goes, I don't care what the government says, I'm the army, you can trust me. That's what the feds say, trust the army. Sure, they're turning around you up and stuff, and... saying their main enemy's veterans, but trust them, because they're run by this guy. Everything's fine. We love you. And what I can't believe there's more people aren't opposing him like I am. I mean, I just can't believe the lies. Excuse me. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to write notes. Go ahead and start it over again.
We need to use every effective tool at our disposal, both to defend our security and to protect the freedoms and civil liberties enshrined in our Constitution. But tomorrow, Sunday at midnight, some important tools we use against terrorists will expire.
Oh.
That's because Congress has not renewed them. And because legislation that would, the USA...
Pardon me, pause. The USA Freedom Act. It's freedom, like the Affordable Care Act, that doubles and triples prices and cuts the quality of care and rations it and has death panels? Gee, it's got a great sounding name. That sounds pretty good to me. It expires because people now know what's in it, dirtbag. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to control myself. Oh, I can't believe it. And Rand Paul, I told you he's the best. He's up there fighting it. I know Rand Paul. He's a good guy. He's a patriot. And that's why they'll probably, I hate to say it, but I talked to Ron Paul about it and Rand Paul. And they know the danger they're in. I mean, they might blow Rand Paul up in an airplane or something. I think they might kill him. We'll be back.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, we're about to talk to Joe Biggs about the Draw Prophet Muhammad cartoon out in Phoenix that he attended yesterday and covered. Did a great job with the nightly news. They went for about 4 hours live last night, or Friday night, on the nightly news. That's weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. Of course, the weekday radio show is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The Sunday show you're listening to now is live 4 to 6 p.m. Central, re-aired also on fine affiliates across the country. Please be sure to spread the word about those AM and FM affiliates and support them as sponsors, or support the sponsors. That is key. And I know listeners are doing that, so I salute you and thank you, because you don't stand beside us, behind us, or in front of us. You stand, as I say, at the heart of 1776. You stand at the heart of promoting liberty. You are the power of this transmission. And you've got my commitment to go 110% as hard as I can, and to never back down, to never shrink from the truth. You've got my commitment. And I get fired up because it's dangerous, it's crazy, it's wild, and it's exciting. I'll just tell you right now, I'm doubled down. My soul and my heart likes it. I'm lined up with God. I'm lined up with fighting evil. And, man, it feels good. It feels good. Thank God I'm not with these dead souls out there that serve this system or go along with it. Thank God I will never be with them. No matter what they do to my name or my body, my soul belongs to Christ, and that's the end of it. I'm sorry I'm ranting. It's just very exciting to be committed to the right thing and to see God's promises come true of providence and all the victories and success we've had in the face of the enemy. I just wish more people knew the power that good men and women have, and that more of you would take action and step into this wider world and be part of the real fight, because we could back this thing up. We could get a reprieve like Nineveh. But you've got to believe it, you've got to want it, you've got to reach out, you've got to take it. These churches that aren't fighting the New World Order and aren't fighting Obamacare and aren't fighting abortion and the rest of it, I can just see them before God at the white throne judgment saying, you know, we said your name, we said we loved you, and God's going to say, go away, depart, I don't know you. There are going to be a lot of people that didn't think of themselves as good people, didn't think of themselves as goody two-shoes, that God will say, I know you, because your heart's right. You don't like evil. You don't like cheats. You don't like frauds. You don't like scammers. You don't like bullies. You don't like pedophiles. You don't like people that hurt innocents. You want to smash their brains out. Well, that's how God feels, I can tell you right now. God wants to give us victory and success and incredible revelation and understanding and excitement and blessings. All this New World Order gives you is death and pain, and I'm sick of it, and I'm ranting. The whole Obama attacking Rand Paul and saying everybody loves the Patriot Act, you know, everybody loves to put cyanide in their Kool-Aid, everybody loves, you know, jumping off cliffs without parachutes, everybody loves. No, everybody doesn't love it. That's coming up. I'll get into incredible attacks on the Second Amendment, Infowars.com. It's red-linked right now. Obama announces draconian unconstitutional gun regs by executive fiat, and our story breaks down the full background and what they're planning, and to prove it's going on, we have it linked to the Hill that doesn't give you the full story. Infowars.com, tweet that out, Facebook, make it go viral. Joe Biggs, really hardworking, great reporter, was covering Maryland, Baltimore, covering Cleveland, and then demonstrations there on police shootings. And then he ran out to Phoenix to cover that. He was going to be here today, but a connection he has in the military, committed suicide. He's trying to get there right now inside Texas. He's driving, or he may have gotten there now. I talked to him an hour ago. So he was going to come on about the Draw Muhammad contest and what happened there. A tyranny is in America. Anti-Muslim armed rally organizer says he's headed into hiding after getting death threats. I don't know what the former Marine thought was going to happen when he did this, but ISIS didn't show his ugly head at this event. And whether you think it's trolling Islam or not, folks, it is. It is a First Amendment, so you have to support the right to exercise it. Joe Biggs was there. We can actually roll some background video from Infowars.com on the YouTube channel where he was 4 hours of it right there. But Joe Biggs, you want to tackle the First Amendment issue and then this historic event in Phoenix, or do you want to get into 22 suicides in the military every day, an all-time record high? You add that to the don't treat list. It's just a true crisis.
Well, I'll get to the Draw the Prophet event in Phoenix first. And one of the things that the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, well, the Second Amendment was huge in play in this event, because you have to look back at the acts of Charlie Hebdo. Now, these people don't have the right to carry, and they were essentially slaughtered. And I think, you know, when the attack in Garland happened, you know, we have the right to protect ourselves. You know, the police officers were well-armed. That they neutralized the situation. And when they promoted this event in Phoenix, they said, hey, we're going to have open carry as well. So you think a couple lone wolf gunmen are going to show up to an event when there's upwards of 50 to 60 people packing assault rifles, handguns, Mossberg 500 shotguns, and they're going to cause something? No, because they know they're going to get taken down.
And let's be clear, I saw the chopper footage. It looked like about 500 people conservatively. You're saying about 60 of those were armed.
Yeah, on the side that I was on, because the police had split up both sides. They had the Muslim, pro-Muslim side on the side of where the mosque was, and then we were essentially pushed onto another side and separated. Now, both sides had peaceful people, and both sides had extreme people. There was a group of young Muslim men who were calling to gang rape some of the girls that were on the side that I was standing on. Now, that's not very peaceful.
Yeah, what is it about radicalism that it's into raping women? I see that all the time. Why do feminists promote that? I know feminists love radicalism. Why are they so into it?
I just don't understand it. I mean, the entire thing about feminism is to empower women. Rape completely degrades. I mean, that's wrong. So I don't get how that somehow crosses over into that whatsoever. But, I mean, I heard some vulgar stuff on both sides. And I can understand both sides. You know, the side on the Muslim side, they said they had a sign that said F ISIS, but not Islam, which makes complete sense. You can't demonize an entire religion because of a few bad apples. Just like with Christianity, there's been some extreme people on that side as well. So, you know, a lot of people out there think that, you know, because we're out there covering it, and I was supporting the Second Amendment by having my HD firearm on me, that I was basically trying to incite violence. Negative. The reason that we carried guns is because there was a legitimate threat that ISIS could come, and they had vowed to attack that area. I'm not going to be a victim, and I'm not going to let American lives be lost by a bunch of cowards who are just going to roll up and just start shooting people.
Well, Joe, you're defending the Republic now in America with that gun on your back even more than when you were in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we salute your continued service as a servant to the Republic. So great job.
Thank you. I mean, it was a great show to show people across the world that when you have an armed society, there's going to be less things. It's like I went to the gun show last weekend. I flew back from Cleveland. I was in Austin for a day or so right before the flooding happened, and then flew back to Cleveland. I went to a gun show. No one was killed. No one was shot. There was guns everywhere. People were carrying rifles. Everything was fine and peaceful. People were out there just wanting to buy weapons. Nothing happened. And just like the fact that we showed up to Phoenix with our guns, nothing happened. People were able to demonstrate. People were able to protest peacefully. Yes,
that's right. The Second Amendment was there clearly defending the First. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs. I want to finish up with the Draw Prophet Muhammad demonstration that was really huge. And then we're going to get briefly into the mass suicides we see happening inside the U.S. military. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, back live. No calls today because I have a lot of news I want to get to. Tomorrow, weekday, we will take calls 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Got a really informative big guest coming up this week as well, so be sure and join us for the weekday transmission. Again, I want to thank all of the affiliates out there that pick up the broadcast. It shows that America is still alive and kicking, that a show like this can be on over 170 AM and FM stations, that cable and TV stations, without even really asking, are already picking up our video feeds and carrying it around the country. It is a blessing. It is humbling. So I thank you all for your support. I don't want folks to think I'm arrogant. I'm bold in my fight against the globalists because that's what it takes to get people out of their trance and to lead folks. And it's bold to see 60-something people armed out of 500-plus folks demonstrating for the First Amendment when two men from a mosque went to a free speech event in Garland, Texas, and tried to kill people in cold blood, including police who were just there to provide security under orders. It's good to stand up against that. Now, are some of the folks filled with hate for radical Islam? Certainly. Or Islam in general? Yes. Am I somebody that wants to wage war against Muslim countries and destabilize their countries and put ISIS in control? No, that's our government doing that. I don't want the clash of civilizations. I don't want the war with Islam. But that's where all this is going. Joe Biggs, finishing up on your 4 hours of live coverage Friday night that was excellent, as hundreds of thousands tuned in just to watch the streams alone. Other points you want to add? Then I want to shift gears into the sad errand you're on today.
Yeah, so like we said earlier, the Second Amendment really helped protect the First Amendment in this event. And it showed that other countries need to come and take on that American spirit, that spirit, the fact that to be able to arm yourself, that deters other people who want to do harm. You know, that shows what we did in Phoenix, coming out there armed, and everyone still was able to peacefully protest, yet there was no ISIS attack. They always look for cowards. ISIS looks for weak spots. That was not a weak target. That was not a soft target. We made it very hard for something like that to happen. And I have to commend the police in that area, too, as well, because the last threat from ISIS was that your guns are not going to be able to stop us. They said no rounds, even though you guys are able to open carry in a lot of states, that will not stop our fighters. And what that means is that the idea of they were going to use most likely a VBIED, a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device. Now, would the cops not had any vets and known what that meant like I did? Because when I showed up, I was like, man, I hope there's no big road where a vehicle could drive up park and set off a huge car bomb. Because that would have taken out both Muslims, Christians, Catholics, whoever was out there. It would have wiped out a whole lot of people. And the police probably had a veteran on their side who had the experience that I did. So when I showed up, there was no way within a mile to get close and bring a vehicle to that event. So that stopped that threat. And the fact that then we had armed citizens out there protecting people's rights to be able to speak, that stopped that ISIS threat.
And ISIS had said it was national news they were going to attack the event, and we know ISIS has been allowed into the country. They've been allowed to recruit inside the United States. That's how they're different than their father, Al-Qaeda, is that was pretty much a synthetic threat unless you were in country. This is a real multi-hundred-thousand-person organization that is being allowed to recruit by the West. Joe Biggs, how big was it? If you're a new listener, you can just search engine, Defense Intelligence Documents, Judicial Watch, West created Al-Qaeda and ISIS, used them against Syria. How big is it that somebody leaked that from the military to Judicial Watch, and now it's admitted what we already knew, that the West is actually funding radical Islam to take over the Middle East?
Well, yeah, they wanted to destabilize the Assad regime. You know, it was about 2 years ago when Obama was trying to ask for permission to be able to go into Syria, and it was denied. And what happened? They had to create this Frankenstein. They had to make a bad guy to be able to go in and do that. So that's how ISIS was born. ISIS was born from the fact that our government is so greedy, they wanted to take out someone else. They wanted to put in one of their Western puppets to take over that area so they can get one step closer to their end game, which I believe is Iran. They want to move closer and closer and take out those areas around there so they can eventually get their bases, their planes in there, and take out that area. But these guys have created the problem. And like I've said time and time again, I've got a lot of friends in the Air Force who do airdrops, and they are on target. Now, the only way that you can actually drop these supplies, I highly doubt these Air Force pilots who are making these drops knowingly drop them in the hands of ISIS if they were lying.
Sure, they're told it's come out in the Iraqi government. They're told to drop at one spot. They're told it's the Kurds or whatever, and really it's Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. So they're given wrong coordinations. They're given wrong coordinates. to drop those. And they're like, hey, these are going to go to the rebels. These are going to go to the guys who are going to fight ISIS. And then we see all these videos on YouTube live leak on the news where you see ISIS fighters holding American weapons, American grenades, American ammunition. You know, that's what's out of control.
Well, and Joe, this is jumping the sharks, though, because it was the military 2 years ago that said no to an air war to take out Assad for al-Qaeda that became ISIS. So I think they've really gone too far in that the elites think they can fund al-Qaeda and ISIS to murder every Christian they find, turn the world over to them, and then our own military isn't going to wake up. They're gravely mistaken. Joe, finishing up, tell us about why you couldn't be here in studio with us today, because it shines a light and personalizes what's happening to our military.
Well, I've lost my second friend in the Army to suicide now in the past 2.5 months. A buddy of mine yesterday shot himself. And he was struggling with depression. And as we've talked about, I've done a few reports in Austin. We don't have the greatest health care with the VA. We don't have the greatest care. And they put in this Watson, this IBM program named after the Hollis machine that killed tons of people. Millions of Jews, you know, homosexuals, gypsies, all these people.
Well, let's be clear. We're not joking. They have IBM machines that decide not to treat U.S. veterans, even if you're healthy. They just decide you don't get treatment. And so you can't get treatment for what's wrong with you, coughing up blood, all the other stuff. You're saying that was connected to your friend?
It has to be, because this is someone, like, when him and I would meet, we would have in-depth conversations. And it would kind of help him. It would help me. It would be therapy for the both of us. And I've been working on some projects as well with people dealing with PTSD, trying to reach out to veterans and let them know that there's other people out there that are going through the exact same thing as them. And I've done some videos and I've talked with people. And this is one of the guys that was part of that. And I would speak to him on a daily basis. And, you know, many times we'd both kind of break down and cry because we both dealt with a lot of the same depression, a lot of the same. Being sent to these pointless wars to fight for something that was all a lie. And that's where that depression sets in. To know that you went out and you fought for your country and then your country lied to you. The fact that you went out there and you fought and you watched your brother and sister die beside you and were murdered because of a lie.
So well, sure. Plus, these Watson computers are already saying don't give these veterans treatment. Robots then are already killing humans right now, not just autonomous drones. Robots are already killing humans, and it's the Thomas Watson computer named after the guy that gave Hitler the computers to sit there and decide who lived and died. I mean, you can't make this up, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what people don't understand. There is a real war on against veterans in this country. A lot of people think it's BS. They think, oh, you know, you guys are just being really extreme about it. I mean, it's not extreme. You know, I've already had 5 of my appointments with the VA to have my foot that's been mangled looked at. And I keep getting a letter in the mail every 2 weeks saying that appointment's been.
Let's be clear, Joe. You were blown up in 2 different IEDs. You've got pins and stuff all over your leg, and it was done, you know, in the battlefield. It has to be redone. They will not give you the treatment you need. We're going to cover this more when you get back tomorrow, the next day, or take a day off with your friends. I know you had to drive two hours away because you've been working about 14 days straight. But Joe Beggs, great job. We'll talk to you on Tuesday and just you know, get some R&R. Thank you for going out to spend time with the family, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Really is sick, folks. The government and the media says they love troops all day, and they use veterans, our archetypal warriors. Whether the wars are good or bad, doesn't matter. These are our warriors. At an archetypal, instinctive level, we support them. They use them to sell the whole agenda, but then these cowardly globalists hate our veterans because they're real men, so then they're busy screwing them every chance they get. It's sick.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. spot, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Lies. What about there? Some of Obama's lies. Lies. Bad news, folks. They're voting in the
Senate. Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lives of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission. You'll never forget. To warn the people of the planet.
We're on a mission. You'll never forget. We not the people that I've never met. We want the masses and all that we get. So find a about a terrorist threat.
Go ahead and reauthorize your Patriot Act, scum. You notice we're on the march. We'll never relent. We'll never back off. And just like Monsanto and McDonald's are falling right now, all of your institutions will fall when we're done with you. And it doesn't matter what you do to me. Ideas are bulletproof. Humanity will transcend you. We're designed to do it. In fact, your attack will only make us stronger, to quote Nietzsche. What is the vote? 76 to 15 or something right now. They're about to finish voting in the Senate to limit debate and try to stop Senator Rand Paul from blocking it tonight when they try to sneak the vote to reauthorize the Patriot Act through. And we've got a full court press by mainstream traitor media, corporate globalist propaganda, Tokyo Rose wannabes, going, it just protects the Constitution. It just gives you freedom. It keeps terrorists from blowing you up. Just let us spy on you and put microchips and everything to track everything you're doing. The government loves you. Do you want free health care? Just do what we say, even though it triples your prices. Just never mind that. Just give us your guns. Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. To quote the Road Warrior, the 80s one that was good, not the new one. The great Humongous has graciously said that if you open the gates and let us in, we will spare your lives. Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. That sounds reasonable. I think we can talk to Humongous. He will work with us. That's what the public's doing here. Did you get your free health care? Did you get your goodies? No, you didn't. The globalists want to conquer the planet to then control all the fruits of human development for themselves, not for humanity. They are horrible. There is an epic battle going on for the future of the species now. You're living in a real, hardcore, three- and fourth-dimensional science fiction movie. It's incredible. It's bigger than ESPN. It's bigger than acting cool in front of your friends. It's bigger than Botox injections. It's big. It's as big as the universe. And I'm tuned into that, so they call me eccentric. Then I am. Let's go to Obama's lies, though, from his little this week address. And I'm not even going to sit there till the end. I will write the lies down. There's so many I won't be able to, but I had a pen in here. Can I have another pen? All I have is highlighters. Thanks. Somebody stole my pens. I'm going to go over. Thank you, sir. Let's just play the three-minute clip, and then I'll come back and go over the lies. Here is, according to Jamie Foxx, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Hi, everybody. As President and Commander-in-Chief, my greatest responsibility is the safety of the American people. And in our fight against terrorists, we need to use every effective tool at our disposal.
Why you funded ISIS?
Both to defend our security and to protect the freedoms and civil liberties enshrined in our Constitution. But tomorrow, Sunday at midnight, some important tools we use against terrorists will expire. That's because Congress has not renewed them, and because legislation that would, the USA Freedom Act, is stuck in the Senate.
Freedom Act.
I want to be very clear about what this means. Today, when investigating terrorist networks, our national security professionals can seek a court order to obtain certain business records. Our law enforcement professionals can seek a roving wiretap.
These that were professional, like it.
When they switch cell phones.
Just call Sandusky a professional.
A wiretap on so-called lone wolves, suspected terrorists who may not be directly tied to a terrorist group. These
like
tools
you funding
are not
Al-Qaeda.
Controversial. Since 9/11, they've been renewed numerous times. FBI Director James Comey says they are essential and that losing them would severely impact terrorism.
Didn't stop one terror attack, FBI.
But if Congress doesn't act by midnight tomorrow, these tools go away. The USA Freedom Act also accomplished something I call.
Back it up. This is the guy that erased the southern border and pays to bring illegals in. I mean, but again, his supporters can't even hardly talk. All they do is cash welfare checks. So, it's like, game over, man. Game over. The country's zombies, dude. There it is. Washington Times. FBI admits no major cases cracked with Patriot Act snooping powers. Let's go back to the kleptocrat, congenital liar-in-chief. Here it is.
Terrorism investigations.
Oh, yeah.
But if Congress doesn't act by midnight tomorrow, these tools go away. The USA Freedom Act also accomplishes something I called for a year and a half ago. It ends the bulk metadata program, the bulk collection of phone records, as it currently exists, and puts in place new reforms.
Oh.
The government will no longer hold these records.
It pause.
Telephone for...
Total lie, they call it metadata. They record all the phone calls, everything. They built giant spy centers everywhere. Obama has accelerated everything. I mean, it's just like everything he says is a lie. It's like when he said, I'm going to stop militarization of police, when he's tripled the funding for it, and then you read, oh, I'm federalizing them, but they still get everything. Let's go back to the clip.
Providers will. The act also includes other changes to our surveillance laws, including more transparency, to help build confidence among the American people
confidence.
That your privacy and civil liberties are
man.
Being protected. But if Congress
it
doesn't
lost.
Act by...
Parallel construction with the DEA for decades creates fake court cases with illegally gained data and fake announcements and fake filings on how they got the evidence with fake informants because it's all really from computers and phone records and recordings. I mean, it's all a manifest premeditated fraud with this con man there preying on his mindless idiot supporters. Let's go back to it.
Tomorrow at midnight, these reforms will be in jeopardy as well.
Oh, no.
It doesn't have to be this way. The USA Freedom Act reflects ideas from privacy advocates, our private sector partners, and our national security experts. It already passed the House of Representatives with overwhelming bipartisan support. Republicans and Democrats. That doesn't happen very often. A majority of the Senate,
right,
Republicans and Democrats, have...
By the way, in 2011, he signed an authorization of the same Patriot Act. So his claim that he was against it when he ran for office, then he went ahead and went for it. I mean, I'm just documenting lies here. Let's continue.
Voted to move it forward. So what's the problem?
Hit pause.
A small...
Back it up. He's like, listen, the pedophiles that we stabled and trained and hired when they got busted at high schools, that's why most of them are either lawyers or pedophiles from high schools that got caught raping kids. He's like, listen, we spent a lot of time hiring and promoting a bunch of pedophiles that we can destroy anytime we want up there, and they're all for passing it. So the problem is we got a few senators that aren't pedophiles and a few House members that aren't pedophiles that we can't destroy right away. So we're trying, though. Don't worry. And they're the reason we haven't passed this. In fact, let's go back to the clip.
Court. Republicans and Democrats. That doesn't happen very often. A majority of the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, have voted to move it forward. So what's the problem? A small group of senators
who aren't pedophiles
standing in the way. And unfortunately, some folks are trying to use this debate to score political points. But this shouldn't and can't be about politics.
Oh, no.
This is a matter of national security.
Oh.
Terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIL aren't suddenly going to stop plotting against us at midnight tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And we shouldn't surrender
as you airdrop them weapons.
Keep us safe. It would be irresponsible. It would be reckless.
Yes.
We shouldn't allow it to happen. So today I'm calling on Americans to join me in speaking with one voice to the Senate. Put the politics aside.
Gang rapists. We want Big Brother. We love Big Brother. Spy on us.
USA Freedom Act now.
Put cameras in our toilets.
Let's protect the security and civil liberties of every American. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. I'm here to gang rape you. Again, he says you protect the Constitution by passing this. That's inverted reality. Same talking point on CNN. They say the FBI needs us to protect you. The FBI must never stop any terrorism. They keep using the word sycophantically professionals. George W. Bush would look like he was about to have an orgasm every time that happened. While we're busy dealing with this, folks, Kit Daniels' articles on Infowars.com. It ties into the Hill article. Administration preps new gun regulations. They're going to outside a law say you can't own guns. They're going to use misdemeanor gun crimes to ban you from owning guns. You know, if you're just caught with a gun in the wrong spot. They're going to ban 223, 556, gun shows. They're coming outside of law to just have the president announce, because he's Lord and Savior, that he can take our guns. That's it. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Great job.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark.
bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.